is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Thursday edition, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, as always, at freetalklive.com. Mark, we got to go right back to the phones because we have somebody who's, well, a newsmaker in a bad way, unfortunately. He's been caught up in some trouble in New Hampshire. His name was Michael Gannon. And, Michael, you weren't expecting to get into, well, to any hot water with the police when you walked into the police department. I don't know when you actually went to do this. Was it a few weeks ago?
No, it was, matter of fact, it was Tuesday night. At 8 o'clock.
Okay. Very recent then. So earlier this week, you walked into the police department. Why did you go into the police department?
Well, I had two detectives and two officers, you know, uniformed officers at my front door at about almost midnight. And they were talking about my disability. I'm a disabled veteran, and they were joking about my disability. And
really?
Yes.
And if I might ask, what is your disability?
I got a plastic ankle and chronic stomach disorders and a hearing problem from a parachute accident.
What were they saying about it?
Just joking about being in the military and, you know, my tour of duty and my disability and that. They'd like to make me more disabled.
Wow.
Boy, they're pretty clever jokesters.
That's really funny.
Yeah, very funny. And then they were talking about, they were imitating my voice and talking about how my taxes on the house as I was being robbed by the city. On my rate of taxes on this property, and
okay,
meaning that your property is a dump or something—is that what they were trying to say?
I guess so, but it's worth a lot more than just a dump. Yeah,
right. Well, I understand sure. that. It certainly is to you. I was just wondering—is that what they were implying?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. What? Why were they there at 11:30 or midnight? What's the why?
It was a Friday night, and they were looking for my 15-year-old son who supposedly assaulted somebody.
Okay. Has your son had trouble with the cops before?
No.
So what makes them think that your son was involved with assaulting someone?
I guess this person blamed him.
Huh.
So he's implicated.
Yeah, they wouldn't really give me any information on it.
I don't. So they were looking for your son. Was he home at the time?
No, he wasn't. It was a Friday night, and he was over at a friend's house within the city.
Right. And so they approached you at 11:30 at night. As I understood it, one of the cops tried to force his way into your home or stuck his foot in the doorway. What was the situation there?
This was the same night, and after I opened the door, he put his foot in the door so I couldn't close the door when I told him he wasn't here. After like 5 minutes of, you know, good night, gentlemen, and I have no more questions, gentlemen, good night, gentlemen.
Mm, wow.
He kept his foot in the door the whole time, and when I went to close the door, he told me that he'd arrest me as a felony against assaulting a police officer.
If you tried to close the door on him?
Yes.
Huh. Well, the Fuller Brush man never had that little card up his sleeve, did he?
No, he didn't.
So the cops came to harass you about where your son's whereabouts were. They obviously barraged you with a bunch of questions. After you'd had it up to here with them, you asked them to leave. They wouldn't leave. How long was it after you tried to eject the police officer that they actually did finally leave?
About 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
At least, yes.
What did he do after he put his foot in the door? Did he sort of walk in or did he stay
He entered my hallway to my home. Huh. And I started screaming at him with filthy language that, you know, F out of my house, I didn't invite you in.
Right. And this whole time, you had installed video cameras and recording devices in your home because there had been some crimes committed earlier. One of them was an assault on you by some strange dude or something like that. Anyway, you didn't feel totally safe where you were at, so you installed some cameras, as any homeowner has the purview and the prerogative to do. And, in fact, you actually alerted the police at one point to the fact that the cameras were present. But apparently that wasn't good enough, because when you took in the tape to prove to the police department, you went down to the PD, and you said, you told them essentially that these cops were misbehaving, and you had proof of it.
Yeah.
And when did they arrest you?
Immediately.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I wasn't there maybe 10 minutes, and yeah.
So
they have to review the tape, and then like five of them come out and grab me. While they grabbed me and brought me down to the booking area, now you're going to like this. They bring me down to the booking area. They came over to my home and seized my home without a search warrant for 6 hours waiting for a search warrant.
Huh. And you weren't allowed to come back in the house?
My wife and my children weren't allowed to come back into the house.
That is crazy.
For 6 hours. And I have a camper in my driveway, and they wouldn't even allow them the keys to the camper to sit in the camper while they were waiting for a search warrant.
These guys are out of control.
Yes, they are.
I've never heard of this before. I mean, I understand that if they have the warrant, they can go and search the house, but they can seize your property and kick you off of it while they wait to get a warrant?
No.
What is that about?
Yeah, that's what they did.
They can do it because they have Nazi Germany.
You're right about that. In fact, the striking parallels that we're seeing in this country between Nazi Germany, that we're seeing us actually acting like Nazi Germany, is really just disturbing to me. We talk about it all the time here on Free Talk Live, and it's extra disturbing that it's going on up in New Hampshire. Now, Michael, I don't know if you're aware of this. I think that one of our listeners had alerted you to the show and invited you to call in tonight, and we definitely appreciate you doing that. As I understand it, you're planning on fighting the police on this.
Oh, I'm going all the way. Yes, I am.
When you say all the way, you're facing, what is it, two felony charges?
Yes, I am.
And the charges are for what exactly?
Basically not warning the cops that there was audio and video. Every time they showed up on the property, I've never warned them that it was audio and video, which is one of the four cops that were joking. Just 2 days prior to that, I had showed them the whole system. So one officer in the porch knew about the whole system.
Got it. And
you know,
as I understand it, the New Hampshire law actually states that not only can you not just warn people, but you have to get their consent. Now, technically, that could mean that you could tell them, well, by coming in my house or in my property, you're consenting to being recorded. But nonetheless, you shouldn't have to do that. It's your property. People should already be aware that there's a chance that they could be recorded if they're on somebody else's property. So by fighting this, is it possible that you could get that law overturned? Is that a possible outcome here?
I don't know what the problem. All I do is I don't want to go to jail over protecting my own property.
Right. I've got to say, I don't know if you've yet gone to nhfree.com yet. Do you have internet access, Michael?
Yes, I do.
You're being talked about. This whole case is being discussed right now over at the forums at forum.nhfree.com. And I think it's obviously terrible that this has happened to you, but nonetheless, I don't think you're going to be alone on this, because there's a lot of people up in New Hampshire right now, people, members of the Free State Project, liberty lovers in the state, that I think they're probably going to rally behind you. If you want the support, if you want the help, they're going to be there for you, maybe even coming to the courtroom, perhaps even doing protests. These are people that that definitely agree with your right to privacy and your right to control your property in the way that you deem fit. And we also sympathize with your beliefs that we're going down the path towards totalitarian control in this country.
Thank you. Well, and yes, I do believe I want their help. I mean, anything on such way. I mean, I served a free America when I entered the Army. I didn't serve a communist country. And I'd rather keep it this way, too, you know?
Yeah, it's so sad the way that we're going in this country. So I'd like to invite you to nhfree.com to visit the people there and talk to them and see how they can help you out. I wish we were in the state, because actually Free Talk Live is going to be moving up to New Hampshire here at some point in this fall. So I wish we were there to help back you up, but all we can do at this point is just give you coverage. So, Michael, if something new develops, if something fresh happens in your case, don't hesitate to give us a call and let us know what's going on.
Oh, gladly. I'll keep you involved.
Thanks for the call, sir. We really appreciate it, and best of luck. Hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks, Michael. 800-259-9231. More power to him. I mean, go, Mr. Gannon. Fight the police.
There's no way we're going to stop this stuff if we just keep laying down for it.
Right.
And we've got to fight it, and so he's got to fight this. This is ludicrous. It's an outrage.
Well, they're going to offer him a sweet deal. They're going to say, look, Michael, you're going to be looking at, and these are two felony charges here. This could be 3-5 years. I don't know what the punishment is.
Right.
But felonies, that's more than a year generally, at least around here it is. Two felonies. So you're looking at a few years in prison here, Michael. Look, why don't you just take this plea bargain? You take this plea bargain and we'll put you in jail for 30 days. You get out, put you on probation for maybe a couple years, and you're done with this. And it's gonna sound attractive compared to 5 years in jail. But as you pointed out, Mark, if people keep taking the plea bargains and laying down for the state and accepting these charges and not fighting them, then we're never going to make any progress on repealing this big, controlling government that we have in this country.
It's just ridiculous that essentially they've legislated against a man being able to surveil his own property.
It's absolutely disgusting, and as we hear more on the case, we'll certainly follow it. 1-800-259-9231. We still have some more comments on restitution. Also on the way, choking. Teenage choking. Not the kind you're thinking about. It's the neck kind. More on the way. This is your show. We'll explain. Coming up, you take control of your airways. This is your show. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, where dozens of ladies have sent us their photo validated, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000. Are you going to just talk about freedom? Are you going to start living it now? Learn how to be first. Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
The first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today.
Oh, make it happen.
At freestateproject.org.
Oh, all right. I see.
So there you go.
So I missed a word.
That's okay. So coming up still, you still have that thing about the restitution. We are going to get to that, but we got to go to the calls first because this is the show about your calls. And let's talk to George in D.C. or there, somewhere around D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier Line.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey, I'm planning a big act of civil disobedience this Tuesday.
Really?
The 4th of July. Yeah.
Why?
Well, basically, in the state of Virginia, anything that's other than just sparklers or anything that shoots showers of sparks is illegal. So
really?
Yeah, so I had to go all the way to Pennsylvania to this place called Phantom Fireworks to buy all my good stuff. And as of right now, I got $1,000 worth of good old-fashioned, red-blooded American shock and awe in my business right now.
You are a pyro, aren't you, George?
Oh, when it comes to celebrating the 4th of July, I don't mess around.
I'd like to make a point. Now is my first time to bring this up. By the way, unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to be live on the 4th of July because we can't bribe any of our board ops to come in and actually run the show. I don't know. We might do an internet show. I've yet to decide on that. But anyway, I love to point out.
If we had a board op,
I love to point. Well, you'd have to go to Minnesota. I'd love to point out that it is not the 4th of July, George. It's Independence Day. They've fooled you.
Yeah, that's true.
No, they fooled you because look at the television reports. Look at the news reports. Look at the newspaper articles that surround Independence Day, that surround this day that happens on the 4th of July. Nobody will reference it as Independence Day. No politician giving a speech talking about freedom and liberty, freedom and liberty. None of them will say it's Independence Day. They'll say, and on the 4th of July, blah, blah, blah. And in the news reports, it'll be, and today is the 4th of July, where we celebrate our freedoms with fireworks. But then, of course, George, you're pointing out that in the state of Virginia, and this isn't in Virginia is not the only state where this happens. I believe it happens around here too in Florida, depending on the weather or something like that. Depending
just
on
about
if it's
every,
too...
just about every state other than New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Tennessee, pretty much have a really communist fireworks policies.
Right. I mean, how could they get away with calling it Independence Day when you aren't even free enough in America to have the ability to choose to light off a firework in your front yard? I mean, you don't even have that freedom anymore in America. So really, I guess it makes sense that they're calling it the 4th of July now instead of Independence Day. I mean, why remind Americans that they're actually at one time had some independence?
Right.
Oh, but those stuff could set roofs on fire, Ian. Little kids could get burned.
Well, stand out in front of your house with a hose if you don't want your roof to get caught on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Which brings me to my advice, George. Be careful. Those things blow up and people lose fingers every year.
Oh, yeah, I got this bunch of finales. I'm thinking of setting one of these off in front of a police station. Like, I sneak up in the middle of the night with a big 100-shot finale thing. That's like mortars where it shoots off these big balls in the air which explode.
You know what? Since you mentioned the police, I actually have a good police story. I have a positive police story. You've just jogged my memory. I've got a good friend of mine, Crackhead Bill. He appears on the show very occasionally, very occasionally. I think the last time he was on, he was drinking absinthe in the studio or something like that. Anyway, Bill's like you. He loves to spend lots of money on so-called illegal fireworks and set them off. And I used to go over to his house on Independence Day and watch the show because they'd always have a hell of a show with a finale and everything. So we're setting off fireworks all night long, and the time comes for the finale, the grand finale. I mean, these grand finales cost $100. I mean, it's one big cube of fireworks, and it just sets off. You know, it goes for 10 minutes straight or something like that. And so,
yeah, more than that, but yeah.
So we set this grand finale in the middle of the road, set it off, and as it's going off for 5 minutes or however long it's going, a police cruiser rolls down the street. And just parks right in front of the grand finale as it's going off, and we're thinking, oh, no, this is terrible. I mean, we're caught red-handed, right, standing out in the front yard. And to this officer's credit, he rolls down his window, and he says, just make sure you throw it away. and you moved on.
I think that's my biggest complaint about fireworks on Independence Day is that people just leave them around everywhere. I mean, it's littering.
Sure.
And nobody likes that. Yeah. And that's only going to get you legislated against.
Yeah. But you got to get that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I had to get that cop props.
I got a story about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a story. Yeah, I was like, about 5 years ago, me and a friend of mine were lighting off fireworks out at this lake near my house. Oh, we put on one hell of a show. Anyway, when we were done, we could hear clapping in the distance. So we load up our car with what was left, and we got. And as we're pulling off, I'm leaving the neighborhood, and a cop car's coming the other way. He turns around, flicks his lights on, and pulls me over, basically because I had some illegal modifications on my car.
Mm-hmm.
So he lectures me about that, but it doesn't write me a ticket. And then he's like, what do you know about this fireworks show that's been going off in the lakes? I look that cop right in the eye, and I tell him, oh, yeah, you missed it. That was an awesome fireworks show, officer. Those guys were great. They took off the other way down right there. I looked him right in the eye, lied to his face, and he bought it. And I was like, oh, thank God. Because if he just shined, I have a hatchback. If he just shined his light into my window, and thank God my windows were tinted good.
He'd have seen a big old box of fireworks back there. So, hey, George, let us know how your Independence Day hijinks go. Interested to know if you get hauled off in handcuffs for lighting off fireworks in front of the PD. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And, of course, as we get closer to Independence Day, we'll talk more about that because it's a pet peeve of mine, and I always address it every year, how it is that people have just forgotten. They've just forgotten what day it is. They've forgotten what it is they're celebrating. They've forgotten why it is that they're setting off fireworks. They just believe it's a day to set off fireworks and drink some beer. Call it the 4th of July.
I'd say that they've forgotten about the meaning of most holidays. You know, a holiday means whatever you want to make it mean, and if you've got a day off work, then you're just going to enjoy it. But it's an important day to you, and it should be, as it should be, important to all Americans.
But we really got lucky that night when the cop didn't go after us for setting off those fireworks. And I figure the reason is a lot of these cops probably like to set off fireworks on their own.
Sure, who doesn't?
In their own time. And they realize that, that's really just the height of arrogance to bring somebody down to the jail, to a jail cell because they were setting off fireworks. But it's also quite arrogant of our politicians to say, you little children, you can't buy that firework. Now you can have sparklers. And we might let you have the little Chinese tank. Let the little Chinese tank roll around, and he can shoot the little sparkies. That's about all you can handle now, children. Go home. Can you believe this?
It's amazing.
And people put up with it. People put up with it, yet so many people violate the law. People are willing to violate the law and set off the fireworks anyway, or as George said, go to another state to buy them, but they won't actually come out against it in public. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. Over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, if you want to add to the wiki, you can. If you want to change something that you think is wrong, then change it. And if you want to change it back later, you can change it back. I mean, it's totally user-editable, and it's totally free as well. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones, to the amplifier line, to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you guys talking yesterday about the poor individual who sold some raw milk and got in big trouble.
Yeah,
crazy, isn't it?
It was an Amish man in Ohio. In fact, it was a sting operation where an undercover agent went to buy the raw milk, and the guy was a little bit nervous about it, but he went ahead and did it anyway. Why? Because he's a nice old Amish dude who sells milk, and now he's being charged with a crime.
Well, just purely by serendipity, I happen to remember that we had a law working its way through the state legislature here this last session concerning unpasteurized milk. And
really?
As it turns out, this was working its way through. It would have basically said pasteurization of milk and milk products not required, and you just have to label it properly.
Huh. Okay. And?
Now, as it turned out, this sailed through the House of Representatives, no problem. They recommended it should pass. It went through a big vote. They said, yeah, it should pass. And it turned out it got gummed up in the Senate and sort of died up there. But certainly legislation to make this kind of thing, you know, perfectly above board and legal as long as it's labeled is certainly on the deck and in the cards.
So you're saying that currently, because the law did not pass, you're saying that currently it is illegal for people to sell raw milk in New Hampshire?
Just as it is in Ohio, I'm afraid.
Ugh, silly.
But there is, you know, there are people working on it, and we're certainly, you know, it was certainly adopted by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, not as like a central bill for us or anything, but
no,
as
I can
a,
understand
yes,
that.
You know, we believe this is a pro-freedom bill, and we, you know, we're definitely for it.
Well, you know, the cool thing about what's going on up in New Hampshire, the Free State Project with the Liberty Lovers moving into the state, is that you can pick and choose your battles. I mean, if, you know, if you're motivated to help help out the raw milk legislation, then you can get behind that. If you're motivated to help out Michael Gannon, the gentleman we had on the phone earlier this hour, and help him defend himself against these spurious felony charges that he's facing, then you can help out there. I mean, you can really pick your issues, or you can go crazy and grab and help it on as many as you possibly can.
And the thing is, you're not going to be alone. We are, I'd say, getting pretty well trained in how to work this. You know, we know the legislature, we know the senators, we can, you know, we're getting to a point where they may not agree with us on a lot of things, but we're at the bargaining table, and boy, that's a great place to start when you're fighting for something.
Wasn't there some sort of a training course that went on over at Porkfest over the weekend?
There sure was. In fact, they're pretty much regularly held, where we get people who are either running for office or people who say that they might like to go ahead and make a difference by testifying in front of the Senate. We do, you know, give you a couple of mocks, you know, let's run through this play acting a few times so that when you're actually up there in front of the senators and they're asking you hard questions,
you're a little more prepared. That's good. You know, yeah. I think that's, you know why I really think that's great? Is because I think there's a lot of people out there that hear about the idea of the Free State Project, the idea of getting 20,000 people together in the same state, 20,000 people from all around the country, all around the world even, moving into New Hampshire in order to be activists for change. I think for some people that word activist can be a little scary, like, oh my gosh, activism? I've never been an activist. I don't know. I mean, I just vote. I don't know what to do. I'd like to help with this, but I don't know how to be an activist. Well, this is kind of like you guys are essentially putting down the groundwork, if you will, for what essentially is an activist boot camp. I mean, if you don't know activism, you can just go to these training courses and learn.
You got it. Some of the most effective, not just active, but effective and active people that I've met out here are people who, you know, they sailed back when I was in whatever, California, Ohio, whatever. They just showed up and voted. They grumbled maybe. They got drunk once in a while, but they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But just surrounding yourself with these people, well, I could go on and on about how great it is, but you gotta try it for yourself and see what it's like.
There you go. Dennis, anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. And, you know, going back to that fireworks issue, since Dennis called in, he's from New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is one of the few states where you do still have the freedom to set off your fireworks. I know that a couple of years ago, there was an article about how Massachusetts was harassing people because people from Massachusetts were going into New Hampshire, crossing the border, going to the fireworks stores, and then essentially smuggling what amounts to contraband back into Massachusetts. And apparently the Massachusetts State Patrol was watching the fireworks stores, following people back to Massachusetts. So if there's more on that situation this year, we'll definitely bring that to you as well, because it's outrageous.
Dangerous stuff. Right.
Outrageous. They're destroying your freedoms. And you're just taking it. It's really sad. All right, restitution. We talked about it a little bit last hour, and there was a few more points that your emailer had to make, Mark. So what else did we have to say about restitution?
Well, number two, in the last couple of days, you've talked about how almost every war that America has fought was mostly political and should not have occurred. I would like to read more on this and to find out how it is you can prove this. Do you have any suggestions of books or articles on this topic?
Ooh.
Now,
no.
I know that Harry Brown was going to write a book on this.
And he was writing a book called The War Racket.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Harry Brown passed away before that book came out, and I was really looking forward to that particular book.
I know that I've heard, just from reading, obviously we miss Harry, and having him back would be great, but he's gone now. He's left us with some fantastic books that he's already written. I highly recommend all of them, including Why Government Doesn't Work. Also, The Great Libertarian Offer, and some of his non-libertarian books as well, even his investing books are excellent. But if he had finished this one, it would have been excellent. And there's still a chance that it may get finished. I think he'd had a good amount of it completed, from what I understand, from the emails that came out after his death from his wife and that sort of thing. She pointed out that perhaps somebody else in the libertarian movement, perhaps, say, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, or somebody else who was really close to Harry, may pick up the ball on this.
That'd be great.
And bring this to completion. So we may end up seeing this. But No, unfortunately, I don't know a book like that. But a great way to get an answer would be to post that question on our bulletin board system, because we've got, as I pointed out before, over 1,000 of our listeners there, and they tend to know these things. A lot of them have really good suggestions as where you can go to get this information.
Or as far as specifics on individual wars, like, for instance, why Vietnam was a bad idea,
yeah.
How, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and how that is really just, you know, nonsense.
They faked it.
Yeah. Or, you know, why we shouldn't have been in Korea, or specific reasons why we shouldn't have been in World War II. I think that those, you can, all those things could be discussed on the BBS, and people would come up with reasons why.
Certainly.
So it would be too difficult for us to go over every single incident.
And what it always comes down to is the whole point of America, the constitutional factor of Article 1, Section 8. I mean, pointing out that this is supposed to be a neutral country. And by the way, I got my quote wrong. The other night, I attributed the entangling alliances with none, quote, to Washington.
I always thought it was Washington.
It was Thomas Jefferson.
Huh.
Washington had similar ideas. He just didn't use that same entangling alliances phraseology.
It's too difficult to just... Or it's not good radio just to keep on giving credit to Jefferson every single time.
He did write some good stuff.
Yeah, well, he's the father of our liberties.
So that was it. There was no more restitution stuff. It was just a war question there?
It was a war question, and you know, we gave him the answer.
Gotcha. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We were talking about drug use earlier, talking about how ludicrous the war on drugs is. And I stumbled across a story on ABC News tonight, which is really sad. Michelle Mansfield didn't think twice when her 16-year-old son, Nick, asked to borrow a belt. Little did she know, Nick wanted it so he could play the choking game.
Ugh.
A dangerous,
that sounds really bad.
A dangerous diversion that would later kill him. His mom said, he was smart as a whip. He could do anything, and I trusted him. In the choking game, also known as the flatliner, or the pass-out game, adolescents attempt to experience a quick high, a high that lasts only a second, by strangling themselves. We'll tell you more about this coming up. 800-259-9231. I never encountered this when I was younger.
Oh, I've done it.
You've done it. My girlfriend says it was everywhere when she was in elementary school. Maybe I just wasn't aware of it going on. There's more to this story. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, your heels are like sandpaper. But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with another Car Clinic Minute. Hooray for the red, white, and blue. And for the patriot that waves our flags and wears our decals. Our cars. Some all-American advice for this hard-working public servant when I come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy.
Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
While saluting all our heroes, remember your faithful cars and trucks and take some freedom of the road advice from our national colors, red, white, and blue. Red, your owner's manual lately? You'll find tips from gas octane to oil weights. White, snow of winter making driving treacherous? Tires should be all weather and well treaded. Blue, over your last repair bill? Preventive maintenance will identify small problems before they cost big bucks. Whether your vehicle is from foreign-friendly lands or all-American, be there for it so it'll be there for you. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want, 1-800-259-9231. Have you heard about this choking game? Is this something you're familiar with? Did you actually experience this as a young person? Mark did.
Yep.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 9, 10. I'm just taking a wild guess at it.
We're going to explore this a little bit more as to why you did this and why kids are doing it around the country, why it's so dangerous. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. We give it away to you. In return, we just ask that you voluntarily support us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn how you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And essentially what we do is we take in $3 a month from you voluntarily, and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote the show to more radio stations. We get on more stations as a result. We get more people on the internet connected to the show. This is all the result of you guys, over 240 of you, becoming amplifiers. It makes a huge difference for us and gets the message of freedom and liberty out to more and more listeners. $3 a month is all we ask. You get perks as well, including access to the classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines that you've been hearing people use all night, actually tonight, AMP. freetalklive.com. We'll get you to the details. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So ABC News reporting on a young man named Nick Mansfield. He, 16 years old, he's dead. Why? Because he was playing the choking game, also known as the flatliner or the pass-out game, where adolescents attempt to experience a quick high that lasts only about a second by strangling themselves. Kids commonly use belts, ropes, towels, or their own hands to cut off oxygen. If the kids hold on for too long, their organs begin to shut down or they're strangled to death. Some kids have reported experiencing seizures when they play. The biggest problem about...
Well, I would think that people that are predisposed to seizures are probably going to, you know, have seizures and...
Sure, it'll induce them.
Right.
The biggest problem about this game, besides its potential deadliness, is that it's fairly easy to hide. Accurate numbers on how many teens try it are hard to pin down. And how many... Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, they sent around that survey that asks you what drugs you use. I don't remember seeing the choking game anywhere on there, so I don't think really anybody's even asking kids. Apparently, a New Hampshire medical examiner who handled the cases of two teens who died playing the game told the American Academy of Pediatrics that it boggles my mind how prevalent it is. How prevalent was it when you were 9 or 10, Mark?
I don't know. I heard of it a few times, and the few times that I heard of it, it generally, we did it.
What did they tell you? Somebody told you about it, obviously. How did they sell you on the idea of choking yourself?
I don't know. It's
hey, man, it'll feel good.
I think it was fun
high.
Or something like that.
It's a natural high.
And I couldn't believe that it actually happened. No, getting high wasn't part of the selling point. I couldn't believe that, you know, this guy was actually falling down like this for real. And then you sort of experience it, and it feels strangely good, I guess. And then, you know, just sort of went on from there.
How many times did you do it?
Oh, I've probably done it in my youth 50 times, I'll bet you.
You've done it as an adult?
Well, no, I don't really think I've done it as an adult.
Wow, 50 times.
I would say in my teens, late teens, I did it, though.
Unbelievable. If you've got experience with this, 1-800-259-9231. Mansfield, the mother, said that parents should keep this in mind as children head off to summer camps this year. She found a photograph of her son playing the game with a friend at his church summer camp. Mansfeld, in addition to developing a website in memory of her son, gives presentations alerting children and their parents to the risks of playing the choking game. She believes that if she'd known about the game, that her son might still be alive. She says it wasn't something that anybody had talked about or that I'd even heard about. Apparently, boys play it at football practice or at camps. They put down mattresses so they don't hit their heads when they fall.
Well, that was smarter than we were.
You just fell to the floor?
Well, we actually, part of the, we were this big ramp thing, and I couldn't tell you what this was. It was in the middle of a big field, and it seemed like it must have been two stories tall, even in my abbreviated height at the time. We thought it would be a good idea to, and it had AstroTurf on it, we thought it would be a good idea to roll down this ramp deal while we did it, and usually get about halfway.
The game's warning signs, such as bloodshot eyes, frequent headaches, and increased irritability, are hard to catch. But two major camping organizations said counselors are trained to be aware of strange games that kids might play. And I'm looking at the picture of this kid playing this game. There's somebody else who's choking him. Is this how you did it, Mark, where someone else would actually initiate the choke?
Yeah, different ways, but yes.
Wow. Darren Smith, spokesperson of the Boy Scouts, assures parents that although the choking game's not specifically mentioned in its programs, camp counselors know about the fad and are on the lookout for it. Why is it that people are doing this? I mean, you weren't sold on this because it gets you high, but it would seem to me that that would be a selling point. Somebody could say, hey, man, I know you're not smoking pot, but you could try the choking game.
It may have very well been a selling point, but in fact, that was not one of the ones that was used on me.
I'd like to say, you know, we don't advocate drug use here on Free Talk Live, but I'd like to say that if you're a child considering the choking game, just pick up a joint instead, okay? It's a lot safer.
It probably is.
Yeah. You're not going to kill yourself by smoking weed. No one ever has died from smoking weed, whereas apparently a lot of kids have passed away as a result of this game. Really disturbing. 800-259-9231 if you've got thoughts on this. Otherwise, we're going to, oh boy, Jeff in Oregon. I hope I've got, nope, that's not Jeff. Let's try Jeff. And, okay, he's gone. Take it easy, Jeff. 800-259-9231. So, the choking game being reported on ABC News. There's apprehension that children who don't already know about the dangers of the choking game will only be tempted to try it after listening to presentations. Ms. Manfield disputes the copycat theory, saying that 70 to 80% of the children she speaks to know exactly what the game is and how to play it before she even begins her presentation.
Wow.
70 to 80%. That means I was in that 20% because I had never heard of this until I became an adult.
Well, I don't know what to say to all.
I mean, I heard of asphyxiation, sexual asphyxiation, before I heard of the kids choking game, which is a similar thing, right?
I guess it would be similar. But
people, as I understand it, some people are into this, and it's just as dangerous, by the way, as the choking game. Some adults are into this, where they'll be having sex, and as they're approaching their climax, they will ask their partner to choke them, and apparently it increases the sensation, if you will, because of that, I guess, high, the so-called high that you get.
It's my understanding that's what happened to Michael Hutchins, the lead singer of NXS.
What? He was choked? He hung himself, didn't he?
Yeah. And you could do that while, you know, handling your own orgasm, as it were, you know?
You don't necessarily
have to have a partner. Partner's probably the safest way. Not to say that it's safe.
Well, yeah, your partner could call the ambulance or something if something terrible went
wrong. Right.
Well,
your partner could crush your windpipe by accident too. I mean, it's not particularly safe.
I didn't know that he was nude at the time when they found his body hanging from the hotel ceiling.
I'm sure that that's the sort of information that they think is a good idea to not share.
Wow, but it's so much more revealing. It's so much more important to talk about that.
Well,
maybe because if you can point out a celebrity or somebody like that who has died as a result of asphyxiation, then more people will become aware of it and maybe give it a second or third thought when they're actually considering trying this.
I'd have to agree with that.
Aren't there better sexual stimulations out there? I mean, isn't there some other way that you can get off rather than cutting off your circulation?
You make it sound so silly, Ian.
Yeah, I think it's ludicrous. I think it's sick. And I feel sorry for these kids that are engaging in this. I think it's a side effect of the war on drugs, honestly.
I don't know. I mean, it's not. Because it's essentially a free drug, and kids are going to do drugs, right? So
yeah, well, so's a can of, inhalant in your dad's garage.
Kids are going to do that, too.
Right.
And they're going to grow out of it. I would say a lot of people have done inhalants. I have.
The reason the kids do inhalants and huff gasoline and stuff is because drugs are illegal, and so it's a lot easier to go in the garage and huff some paint as opposed to going and trying to acquire some marijuana or something.
Perhaps they do a little bit more because they're illegal, but I doubt very seriously that they try it because it's illegal.
Let's go to the phones. If you've got comments on the choking game, we want to hear from you or whatever's on your mind. Eddie in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eddie.
This nonsense. I mean, it's unfortunate a kid died from choking, but
yeah,
but kids down through the ages have died just playing around by accident.
Does happen.
And it's getting so bad that the schools are trying to tell the kids they can't play games where they have to touch each other.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's funny you bring that up. I've got an article tonight about it, schools that have banned tag.
Yeah, well, doesn't that seem stupid and strange?
Yeah, it seems ludicrous, but the schools are saying it's dangerous. Kids could run into each other and get hurt.
I know. One other thing I wanted to mention before I hung up.
Yeah.
You were talking about the guy that videotaped and went down to the police station.
Yeah, he videotaped the cops on his own property.
Well, you know why they arrested him, don't you?
Because they're thugs?
No.
Why?
Because they're integrating Homeland Security men into the police forces.
Well, the police departments around the country are getting Homeland Security dollars from the federal government, so there's no doubt that this security mindset is certainly trickling down even to your local PDs. No doubt, Eddie. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Hour 3 on the way. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, or else we'll choke you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.